Winter's deep snow and more moisture than normal grew up lots of brush and grass on Hanford Nuclear Cleanup Site this year. Specially trained firefighters there are already prepping for a big year on tough-to-protect turf. Correspondent Anna King has more.
Hanford's a desert. Sagebrush and bunch grass stud the site, but there's also a lot of invasive cheatgrass that forms a brittle shag carpet along the landscape. And then there are drifts of tumbleweeds. The site's a bit like a 586-square-mile Girl Scout fire starter. It's all fine if there isn't a spark.
You have to have luck.
That's Norb Kuhlman. He's the chief of the Hanford Fire Department.
Anyone in this business realizes how fortunate we get at times, or unfortunate we get at other times, based upon prevailing weather conditions, the wind speeds, the humidity, and all those things. So it all goes into play. We can never control the environment that we're thrown into when we have a wildland fire, but we have to be prepared.
Kuhlman says his crews have to defend sensitive wildlands, historic structures, and radioactive waste sites. There are about 100 firefighters rolling out on these lands with more heavy equipment, operators, and helpers. And they're getting ready, training, digging defensible dirt lines, and burning excess brush along the roadways. Just last year, Hanford firefighters responded to 11 wildland fires on the site that burned about 20,000 acres. I'm Anna King in Richland.